But, you know, a few months ago we were alerted to a Facebook post by Rob Barnes-Johnson, whose son Blake was very ill, extended stay with life-threatening and certainly life-changing issues in Melbourne in hospital. He was coming home, but his pride and joy was his car, an old Falcon. Needed a bit of love. Well, there was plenty of love for it from Blake, but it certainly needed a bit of attention as well. So, you know, we thought that we could probably do something there. Got in touch with Perro Paints, Perro's Automotive Paints, great supporters and sponsors on this show. And then I thought there's only one bloke I know who would devote his time and energy into actually giving the car a total once-over. And that's Johnny Thunder. We've spoken to Johnny in the past on this show, does a lot of philanthropic work, getting old cars up to spec so that people who are in need, because a vehicle is so important in many cases, can get one. And Johnny's with us now to just recap about what's going to happen. Johnny, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robert. How are you going,
mate? Yeah, very well indeed. So just outline the story there. You were presented with a Falcon that needed pretty well a total overhaul. Just give us a bit of an idea of what you've had to do to the car.
When I first seen the car, I took a backwards step and said, holy moly, what have I got myself into here? And the paintwork was like sunburned. The whole car was just had to be taken back to bare metal. So I pulled every panel off the car, doors, guards, bonnet, bumpers, headlights, boot lid, spoiler, you name it, come off the car, took it back to bare metal. And primed it all up, sanded it down, and then painted it stage by stage.
Wow.
It took a while, but anyway, we got there.
Yeah, we did get there. And of course, all your own time and own money as well, with obviously the support of Perro's supplying the paint. But we finally got to the stage now where we're going to go tomorrow and meet Blake and Dad Rob and do the handover of the vehicle. So that's, I mean, it's very exciting because Blake still, he's not a well boy. So it's really exciting, isn't it?
No, it's tragic to someone that young. It's going to be an emotional day for everybody, right?
Yeah.
I've never met Rob and Blake. But anyway, tomorrow will be fantastic. It'll be good.
Well, the other byproduct of this whole exercise was the fact that Rob was going to set up a GoFundMe page to try and get the money to get the car done up. But through your work and through us being able to help with Perro's Automotive Paints, of course, no money required. So the money that was raised actually then went towards building a new specifically designed bathroom for Blake that he needs as well. Right. So it was really the old two-for-one deal, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, it was good, mate. Yeah, no, fantastic for them to do that as well. It's just a credit by everybody to put their hand up to do certain things. And Perro's Paints could do that. And one of cheer out to Ken Cheese, who's doing a bit tough at the moment as well. So, he's not well at the moment. But anyway,
we'll get there. So, listen, we're going to go out tomorrow and meet them, and obviously I'll record some stuff that we'll play on Monday on the show as well. But, Johnny, just before you leave us too, you know, I mentioned there in the intro, you've been doing this for a long time now. Again, your own time, your own expenses, actually dipping into your pocket for the hard, cold readies on a number of occasions. What motivates you to do this to help people who are in need?
Just stories like that, mate, you know, like said the young Blake, 23 years old, having lived life to the fullest, unfortunately. But anyway, it might lift the spirits up tomorrow and the family, and they'll be over the moon, as they say.
Well, I know on behalf of them, I can say thanks to you, and certainly on behalf of us, and I'm sure on behalf of a lot of other people who've benefited through your philanthropic work, mate. So we appreciate that. Exciting day tomorrow, and we'll report in on Monday on how it all goes. And Johnny, thank you for joining us this morning, mate. Well done.
Pleasure. Thanks, Robert.
All the very best. Johnny Thunder. And I know Johnny's working on a couple of other big things to get some more, if you like, official support for the project that he's working on as well. So, you know what? We sometimes pee and moan a bit about the state of the nation, but there are good people like that and people like Blake who need help. And it's just wonderful when we're able to do our little bit towards helping them.